From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. The WWE for sale? Is that truth or just another con job? You can color me skeptical. Late last week, the investing community learned that the largest stockholder and former chairman of World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE, planned his return to his former role as he wished to guide the possible sale of the company soon. The company's founder, Vincent K. McMahon, took the company public in 2002. And as part of that transaction, McMahon also created a separate group of stock shares which were reserved specifically for himself and his immediate family. So unlike most Class A shares owned by the general public, which entitled you and me to one vote for each share of stock, Vinnie Mac's shares in his company have a very special privilege. For every share of his unique WWE Class B stock counts as 10 votes for every single share of stock he owns. So the wrestling titan owns about 40% of all shares in his company, but when you consider those special Class B 10-for-1 voting right shares, Vince McMahon effectively controls more than 83% of the voting in this publicly traded company. Nothing significant happens without Vince McMahon's approval. So before we return to this week's unfolding drama, let's cover some of the history of one Vince McMahon and his family's involvement in professional wrestling. Vince McMahon is the son of the founder of this wrestling business. His father, Vincent McMahon Sr., started his own regional professional wrestling company back in 1953. Focused on Northeastern and Mid-Atlantic states, the Senior McMahon's Worldwide Wrestling Federation, or WWWF, became quite powerful among a number of other regional wrestling companies in America back during that time period. But his son had much bigger dreams. Vince Jr. engineered the purchase of the company from his dad in 1982, and then he immediately changed the name of the company to the World Wrestling Federation, or WWF, and then he began to make contract offers to sign the most popular wrestling talents away from other regions. And without their top stars, many of those other wrestling promotions around the country slowly faded or folded. As his national professional wrestling operation grew, a competitor emerged in the 1990s. Ted Turner, owner of CNN and other cable networks, formed World Championship Wrestling. This new national competitor tapped the remaining pool of mostly southern regional wrestling groups to sign their brightest stars. The shows were promoted on Turner's WTBS station and later Turner Network Television, or TNT. And for nearly 10 years, the WCW grew and even signed a few of Vince McMahon's biggest stars away from the WWF. By the late 1990s, these two wrestling giants were squaring off in competing television programs on every Monday night. The WWF's program was featured on the USA Network, while WCW's show was on TNT. And nearly 10 million pro wrestling fans would watch one or both of these programs every single week. These two wrestling shows became the two most popular cable television programs of the week for several years running. And in the end, though, the WCW overspent on its talent and was financially mismanaged their way out the door and out of business. Vince McMahon smartly purchased his competitor's remaining assets in 2001 for just $2.5 million. He understood then that the WCW's vast video library was going to prove valuable in the future as the internet growth was just beginning. However, Vince McMahon's newly combined professional wrestling entity needed an infusion of cash in order to grow. After losing a brand trademark battle with the World Wildlife Federation for that logo, WWF, that's why McMahon rebranded his new operation as the World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE. Did you know that? The new WWE went public on the New York Stock Exchange in 2002. By doing so, the company was able to tap into more cash and allowed his family business to become a worldwide entertainment phenomenon. And at every turn, the WWE has pinned most of its significant competition. Remember Extreme Championship Wrestling, or ECW? Well, they fell on hard times, and yep, they were ultimately absorbed by the new WWE in 2003. And so it went for most of the last two decades.
And much like his father, Vince McMahon Jr. retained a very tight control of the real secret game involved in professional wrestling. Even after his company went public, Vince McMahon never relinquished control of the scripting and development of the storylines for his growing team of professional wrestlers. A 2022 WWE 10K form stated, quote, "Mr. McMahon led the creative team that develops the storylines and characters for our programming, including our television, WWE Network, and other programming and live events." Well, at least until last summer, that is. Because in July 2022, the 76-year-old Vince McMahon suddenly retired as chairman and CEO of the WWE. What happened? As other members of the WWE's executive team claim to be unaware of, Vince McMahon had negotiated several personal settlements or payoffs and non-disclosure agreements with a few female WWE employees who claimed sexual misconduct. Those unreported settlements totaled to be about $19 million. As a result, Vince McMahon opted to retire. He named his own daughter, Stephanie, to become the WWE's co-CEO, along with the company's longtime president, Nick Khan. And all has been relatively quiet within the WWE for the last 6 months. Some wrestling fans have even noticed that the weekly wrestling programming on television and the storylines have improved after Vince McMahon's departure. Reports indicated that Vince, though, was very unhappy about being forced out of the company last year. That company represents his family's life work. And now it's 2023, and time for what might be the WWE's biggest self-promotion ever. At the end of last week, former chairman Vince McMahon indicated that he wanted to return as the chairman of the company. And since he controls more than 80% of the voting stock, he had the requisite number of votes to do just that. So Vince McMahon stated that he wanted to explore a possible sale of the company soon, and that was his reason to return. And in true professional wrestling fashion, every day since then has brought more surprising rumors and news. On Tuesday of this week, Vince's daughter, Stephanie McMahon, abruptly resigned as the co-chair of the WWE. And then on Wednesday, the now 77-year-old Vince McMahon has been, surprise, re-elected as chairman of the board of WWE. The company released an announcement from the returning chairman, Vince McMahon, that goes, quote, "First, I'd like to express my full support for Stephanie's personal decision. I'll forever be grateful that she offered to step in during my absence, and I'm truly proud of the job that she did leading the WWE. Stephanie has always been the ultimate ambassador for our company, and her decades of contributions have left an immeasurable impact on our brand." But before you feel sorry for Vince's daughter in losing her job, she already owns about 3% of that very lucrative Class B company stock that her dad does. At today's $90 per share price, Stephanie McMahon's shares of WWE stock are worth about $160 million.
Yes!
Stephanie's husband, Paul Levesque, who's better known as wrestler Triple H, also remains a senior corporate officer in WWE too. The married couple has three daughters, age 16, 14, and 12, so they're going to be just fine. So what really is going on here? Is Vince McMahon really going to sell the company currently worth about $6 billion? And if so, who is it that's going to be buying the WWE? And is his daughter really angry with him for coming back to the company and losing her job this week? If you've ever watched professional wrestling, the WWE is a skillfully crafted type of sports soap opera filled with cheers for the fan favorites and boo-inducing villains. The men and women athletes are athletically very skilled, and many are exceptional at evoking emotions from the fans in the building and those watching at home. Vince McMahon also loves to be part of his own weekly television spectacular, too. He's the ultimate heel, or that's what we call a bad guy in wrestling terms. The chairman has inserted himself into WWE television shows for decades. Some of the company's most memorable television moments have come when wrestling stars such as Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and Hulk Hogan have become part of a confrontation with the WWE chairman, Vince McMahon. It's all a part of the act, and it can be quite funny. From a business perspective, the WWE heavily depends on the revenues generated from the company's weekly television programming. Weekly programming can be seen on the USA Network, Fox, and on NBC's Peacock internet-only brand. Vince McMahon negotiated that last TV deal for the WWE. Those same television contracts are coming up for renewal in 12 to 18 months. Chairman Vince McMahon's sudden reappearance into the WWE, both on and off camera, is likely to create significant additional publicity and buzz, like this story is. With higher television ratings, the competition for the rights to the WWE's television programming could also spike too. See where I'm going? There's also the possibility that one or more companies may want to buy the WWE outright prior to McMahon negotiating any new TV deals. And that's why Vince McMahon has returned. His personal ego and his business acumen is going to be a help to all WWE shareholders, especially those in the McMahon family. Today's hot rumor is that a Saudi-backed investment group may have the inside track to buy the WWE. Yes, it's that same group which started the LIV Golf Tour last year. Will they make Vince McMahon an offer he can't refuse? Other possible suitors for the wrestling organization include Comcast, Universal NBC, who are the owners of the Peacock Internet brand, Amazon, and Netflix, and there may be other interested parties too. Now 77 years of age, Vince McMahon's total control of the WWE may be coming to an end soon. Or will it? I fully expect the chairman to squeeze every bit of free publicity and increased value that he can from this intriguing new 2023 storyline. Can't you just picture a weekly procession of current and former WWE stars coming into the wrestling ring to plead with Vince McMahon, please don't sell the company? I wouldn't be surprised if a few wealthy individuals, let's say like Elon Musk or, okay, insert your mix or booze or cheers here, Donald Trump, might be willing to ham it up on live TV with Vince McMahon by offering to buy the company outright and preserve it for the WWE's loyal fans. Oh, the promotional opportunities are endless. Vince McMahon is a virtuoso at this game, and he still loves to write his own TV scripts. The maestro may be setting everyone up, as usual, to boost the WWE's weekly television ratings, future revenues, and the long-term value of his company. And when this is all over, it's quite possible that Vince McMahon might do nothing at all. The WWE's signature banana peel has been dropped on the floor. Watch out. You've been warned. I'm Swamp Swami.